get out there and watch the game, whatever. But just go ahead and get on the line. Go ahead and do the show.
Oh, shit. I'm not coming back until after the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to go back home.
I won't be home until 11.
Right, don't worry about it. I'm going to go back home. You know, that's cool. You know, it's...
Well, peace and blessings. We are talking about the relationship do-over tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for calling into the Bree Life Radio Show. Soon I will be joined with my co-host, Mark Wade. And I am looking so forward to talking about this topic because I've been getting emails. And a lot of people have been... calling in and talking to me about what are we going to do? What am I going to do about this lover? This
come back, lover, come back. This is where you belong. Come back, love.
So that's what we're doing tonight on the Bree Life Radio Show.
Yeah, yeah. A-Dream in the building. Shout out to Bree.
What up, Bree?
And we finna go in.
Look.
We came to break down a few topics here. So if you got time, sit and acknowledge it. Positive, uplifting, and honest here. Keep your ears open and soaking all the words spoken. A couple of jokes to keep it fun, get your laugh on. And maybe a few pointers to get your cash on. See Bree, she all about building. Straight up out the NY, Brooklyn in the building. All the way down to the southern states. West Coast on up to the Great Lakes. So you fragging echoes, so if you ain't fragile, through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico.
So welcome to the life of Bree, breaking down
in
the mouth to the third degree.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
From politics to the current events, economics to race, whether you're poor or you're rich.
This is the Bree life, what you live in life.
Welcome to the Bree life,
how we live in life.
Coming to you live and streaming to all four points of the globe. It's your girl, Brooklyn born and Crown Heights raised. Living life and breathing life. It's Bree, baby.
So I'm going to call you back when I
Well, peace and blessings. It is the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Mark, in Houston, Texas. Peace and blessings, Mark.
Peace and blessings. What's going on?
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. I am doing well here in the good old H-Town. I mean, H-Town is hot. H stands for hot. I mean, like, I was outside today in my vehicle, and I'm sitting in the sun for just a little while, and my thermometer said 109 in the sun. With the humidity, it was feeling like 102, and we were in the upper 90s, so it's been hot here, real hot, kind of early. But we're down in H-Town, so hey, that's what H stands for, hot and humid.
Wow. Okay. Well, it wasn't quite that hot here in New York, but we had a beautiful day here in the neighborhood. So guess what, Mark? You know what we're doing tonight? We're talking about relationship do-overs. Oh, my goodness.
Let's jump right in
and talk about the relationship do-over.
Yes, indeed. Well,
so what do you think about the relationship do-over?
Well, you know, I'm not a person of hard rules. I don't have any hard rules. So, and I do know this because I've talked to enough people to know that the majority of the people that I know the first thing they're going to say, when you say do over, they say do what over. If it was that good, then I'd still be in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not doing nothing over. That's what most people say. To me, I think life should be taken as a case-by-case basis, and everything is based upon what it is. You know why you broke up, or you know at least why it was presented that you broke up. And if you were the one that broke it up, or if you were the one that was asked to leave, you know for the most part probably why it happened. So if you understand why you did what you did, or you understand what was asked of you, 9 times out of 10, this is based on what people tell me,
mm-hmm.
why would you want to go back?
Well, oftentimes, you know, people go back because they feel that there's unfinished business. And in my own past experience, I found that going back wasn't really the best thing to do, even though I've only done it once in my life, and unfortunately I did it multiple times with the same person over a 6-year period of time. And I had an expression back then that I think I exhausted, that we never resolved problems, we recycled them. And that's the bad thing about doing a relationship do-over, is because when you don't resolve the issue that broke you up in the first place, you're failed to doom anyway.
Well, I hear that. My only problem about that is this. Number one, you can't resolve it and go back, more likely, because if it was a problem, it was a problem in the relationship. So in order to resolve it, you need to go back to the relationship to resolve it, number one. Number two, if it's going to be resolved, unless you specifically did something that needed to be remedied, or your partner did something specifically. But if it was a joint thing that was done, and last time I checked, most relationships are joint, hence the word relationship. Therefore, I think that if you're going to make it work, you got to go back to make it work. You can't make it work and from the sideline, because 9 times out of 10, that was one of the problems in a relationship. Someone wasn't actively participating in the relationship in certain areas. So, therefore, if you're not doing that, my argument will be, well, how you figure if you want to get back with somebody, you need to go back to the table and find out what it is. Number two, unfinished business, I don't understand. I would never go back to unfinished business. I go back because I miss the person, I want to be with them. It ain't unfinished business. Now, that's the only reason I would go back, because I want to be back. And I would assume the reason someone would have me back is because they want me to be back. Now, obviously, when I go back, we gotta sit down and break bread on why I left, or why I was asked to leave, or why they left, or why they were asked to leave. But the biggest motivator for me is, if I'm going to go back somewhere, it's because I want to be with you. Not because of some unfinished business. I mean, I don't know. I want my unfinished business. My heart is broke, or whatever the case may be, and I want to go back to you, baby. So that would be the only reason I would want to go back. I don't understand this unfinished business stuff, but. But what is that about? Because you mentioned it, unfinished. What's the unfinished business?
Well, usually there's discussions that people feel that hasn't been had, that are unfinished, misunderstandings that were not resolved, that are unfinished. Sometimes intimate connections that are unfinished, all types of unfinished business. This is what I've heard.
I ain't got to go back to work. If I want to resolve, for instance, if I broke up with somebody because of whatever it is, finances, whatever, I can call them and say, hey, what was the problem? You didn't pay the bills. Okay, I paid the bill. The bill was paid. Now it's over. We resolved it. I mean, I don't know. What do you mean? See, that's why I don't get this unresolved thing, because I think ultimately – the only reason a person, in my mind, that would go back is because you want to be with that person. It's something you miss about that relationship, and you want to be back there with that person. Now, obviously, if you go back and there was a problem which caused you to leave, you got to deal with that. But I don't know what you can deal with it without going back, so to speak. You still got to go back to deal with it. But the reason you want to deal with the problem is because you want to be with the person. Because you like that person, you miss that person, you're endeared to that person.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the reason to go back to me. Now, whether it could work or not, I don't know. I mean, because I guess the next question is, will the next relationship you get in work? I mean, if this was just about it not working.
Mm-hmm. Well, tonight, we're going to find out a lot of information about the whole relationship do-over dynamic. And what I'm going to do now, I'm going to bring on one of our very special guest panelists by the name of Twan, and he has his own personal story to share with us about relationship do-overs. So let's bring Twan on. Hey, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. How is everybody?
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, pretty good.
You know, I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Mark Wade, in Houston, Texas.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
I'm fine. Twan, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Holding it down.
So you called on here? Why you call this show? Why you call this show today? I mean, you heard, it's called Do-Overs. Why would you call a show that's talking about doing something over?
Well, you know, it's not so much that as is probably understanding what a do-over is and try to give the listeners some information on do-overs. That's about it. So
break it down, bro. Break it down.
Well, basically, in my understanding, it's interesting. It's more or less when you sometimes, and I'll give you an experience. Sometimes during a breakover, you want to go ahead on and work with God. Sometimes God sends couples back together to the drawing board, and it's not so much. It's more like to do what the will of the Lord is instead of just, you know, trying to get back to try and get. But God will fix that, and He will make and pretty much make a covenant with you on that. So I found that sometimes that's one of the reasons why people actually should get back to, you know, if they actually were a couple and then they actually stepped out on the relationship and then they want to consider getting back together, that's one reason, the main reason why they should. You know, if they prayed and then if God actually, ordains that relationship back in order. Because that's what you need. You need another party, a third party, and God's the perfect third party to assist in getting a couple back together.
So my question is, so I go back not because I want to go back, because God wants me to go back. So if I don't want to go back and God wants me to go back, I go back anyway.
Right, because if you see when God tells you something, you know inside your soul that you know it's to do the right thing to do. Now, if you have to have the faith that God is going to give you the instruments in order for you to repair what actually was damaged in the relationship, and give you the other tools to assist in healing that relationship, whether it's counseling, whether with the pastor, bishop, or whatever, whether it's actually going out with other couples and doing like couple dating, anything that can address the issue that made the relationship kind of fail in a sense.
Well, I don't know if that answers. Why go back though? I mean, so go back because of God. So God wants me to go back.
So you want to know why? You go back.
No,
you know, you go back. You go back. Sometimes it's the right thing to do. You go back because it's you want to care and you want to actually get back what was taken from you. Anytime communication or relationship between couples is separated or removed, you know there's more than just in the spiritual sense. It's a warfare because you have torn that covenant. And that's my understanding of it. You want to get back to the one that, you know, you really love. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, being on the real side. But if you really want to make an example, be a testimony, see, it's you know, Mark, you got to understand, when you do this, other people see, other couples will say, well, how did they get back together? What happened? You know, and on a positive note, no matter what happens, when you get back with the other partner, you want to get back with them because, you know, you love them anyway, and it was just a lack of communication or something ridiculous that separated you from, you know, from being together in the first place. So you can actually be just a testimony. You could be, you know, you don't know. Your action, for every action is a reaction. You getting it back to your wife might even be a positive thing for other people. But mainly you do it because of the fact that you do it for many reasons. Your family, for you, the love, you know, it wasn't, you didn't mean it. You know, if you really didn't want to do it, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of reasons.
Sabrina, you sitting over there quiet now. Come on now, Bree.
I didn't want to interrupt Juan because, you know, he was flowing. And what we'll do right now, we'll take a commercial break and we'll come back. We're talking about relationship do-overs tonight on the Bree Life Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Come back, love, come back.
Back. We're talking about relationship do-overs tonight on the Bree Life Radio Show. And I'm being joined tonight with my co-host Mark in Houston, Texas, and our very loyal guest panelist, Tuan, in places unknown. Gentlemen, thank you for participating tonight in this very interesting and overemphasized topic at times. It seems as though all week when I've been kind of planting seeds about having this discussion tonight about the relationship do-over, I've been hearing all types of opinions about, well, why in the world would one want to go back? Why would they want to do that? And just from, like I said earlier, my own personal experience, sometimes people go back because they are unresolved issues. And as Mark so clearly stated, most of the time we go back because we just really just miss the person. So what say you, Tuan, please? I'd love for you to continue your thought.
So, you know, I can only go by so much of my experience and keeping others anonymous on this show. In terms of my understanding of it, you know, there's many reasons. Children, you get back together because of family, because it's just not right. It's just a wrong thing to separate something that was so dramatic. You look at I consider them generational curses for people who actually separate or go each other way. When you actually meet somebody and you and that relationship is established, that is the most beautiful thing on the planet. I think that when you want a do-over, you know, you have to come back into the understanding that there was something established there. There's something built there. Cheers. Dedicated to trying to working, not trying, but actually accomplishing goals, tasks, everything in terms of life and relationships. So when you get to that point, sometimes it's just logical, or it's just, you know, it's just the right thing to do to get back together. Sometimes it's inexplicable. It's inexplicable. You can't explain it. you know, in terms of it. But you do know that one thing, that feeling is right, to sit down calm, holding that hand of that person, you know, eye to eye, getting in the face of that person. You know, there's memories, there's when you actually have the same common interest, song, music, dance, theater, whatever it is. And, you know, after a while, you miss that person. I think Mark hit it on the head. You just know that compatibility-wise, no one knows you like that person. You know, I'll give you another deep thing. You know, what happens when there's deaths in the family? And those people are the ones that were with you. They were there when you buried your parents or whatever, and that's going to be in you. So you can't, it's irreparable. You can't take away that person from your life when you make these kind of moves. In terms of years, adding on to it, just can't do anything but go back to that person. And they're part of your life. And sometimes that overwhelming reality takes fold and makes the decision and the choice for you to get back with that person. And then, you know, and I said, again, you have, you know, other professional people to assist the couple into reflecting and resurrecting their relationship and their marriage, if they're married. And that's from my perspective, my point of view. You know, when you got families on both sides of the family, when you separate yourself, you damage a lot of branches of other people that were there for you when you both devoted yourself to each other. You know, it's a big ripple effect when the couples get apart. So to bring that back together, you also bring those other people back together. Those other memories too. And then the other biggest thing too that is the positive result for bringing couples back together, the makeover, is the fact that you have what was I going to say? You know, it's just family. Family bringing back family together. Yeah. You know, that's just a great thing.
Okay. Well, Mark, what do you have to say about what Twan has shared with us thus far?
Yeah, I don't care about no family, and you know, keeping no family together and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm going back because I want to be with you. If I don't want to be with you, or if I ain't feeling it, I ain't worried about no family. Get over it. Everything must pass. Everything does pass. Everything changes. My life changes. Hell, hair went from black to gray. I mean, left life. I ain't worried about the change. I ain't worried about that. My thing is, my heart is still there, and I want it to happen. Now, obviously, you got to want to have me back if I'm going back. Or conversely, if I ask you to leave, I got to miss you enough to want you to come back, and I feel like whatever it is, it is. But I ain't doing it for no other reason than that. I don't care about no family. The family get over it. Everybody get over it. We'll see each other on the street. Hey, we still cool. We ain't still cool. I ain't worried about that. Because I didn't get married to bring the family together. That was not me anyway. That might be some, you know, some kind of hillbilly car stuff that you do down there, you know, the McCoys and the Hatfields, and we want to unite the community. I ain't marrying you for that reason. And I ain't going to come back and stay with you for that reason. And if we, whatever, I ain't going to do it. I mean, but Twan, it's admirable of your brother that you would keep your relationship together for heart, home, and country, but it ain't going to happen for me.
Alrighty, well, then. Twan, you wanted to say something?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just giving examples. That doesn't mean it's in concrete. These guys, I mean, both sides of this conversation are valid, I think. Your heart into it, it's about me, me, I, my. Sometimes it's bigger than that. It's a bigger picture. And if you can't see that, you know, for the greater love of stuff. I mean, I can understand you don't stay together because, you know, of the kids stuff. People don't do that. But sometimes...
No, people do that, and it's wrong.
Right.
Because,
sometimes,
you know, you should never rest your marriage or your relationship on the narrow shoulders of your children. That's just too much of a burden for them to bear.
Well, when you want to consider other professional people, you want to consider the other tools used, and not just the fact that it's good for the children. There are a lot of reasons. And you got to really know and sit down with the other person and find out what reasons do we do this. I mean, if you're talking about it, getting back together or the makeover, you actually, you know, that's part of it. You're actually considering that. That means that it, there's caring and there is a love factor there. So, you know, I think that's definitely, you know, supportive of keeping the family together. And you have to just understand there's many things that help to do that. But I just want the main thing to have a positive outcome in terms of being able to live together and love each other. And, you know, it's possible. It's always possible. I'm the type of person that I look for the happiness and the joy of it, and not just the me, I want to be happy. I don't care. I want to do this, you know, kind of thing when it comes down to relationships. And, you know, it's probably was like that a long time ago. I think this new era, this new age, things have changed. And it's more about my life. When it wasn't about my life, it was about our life when it started. So I think, you know, you've got to consider the our life. And family's part of our, you know. That's how I view it.
Okay. That's a fair assessment.
I view.
Mark, you wanted to say something?
Well, I mean, I hear everything. My thing is this. When you get with somebody, you get with them for what you feel about them. I'm loving you. I like you. I like to be around you, all that. If I'm stopping to like that and we can't remedy me not liking that, then I can't stay for these reasons. Because then what's happening is this. Family, friends, and all that kind of stuff, kids, I hear all of it. That's very admirable. But if the reason that I'm with you is because of this emotional, intimate connection, and that connection is severed, now I'm going to stay there? I'm trying to figure out why I'm going to stay there, especially if there's nobody willing on both sides to do whatever it takes. She's not willing, or I'm not willing, but now we're going to stay together, and we're going to... Yeah, but we didn't get together for that reason. So now we're going to stay together for a reason other than why we got together? I mean, you got together because you had the warm and fuzzies for the person. Now they're gone, and no one wants to work on that or whatever the case may be.
And that's what I thought the makeover was, you know, actually bringing that relationship back.
Well, the do-over, wait a minute, here's the thing about the
do-over.
The question is here. This is the question on the table. The question on the table is, should you do over? Should we do it?
Should you?
Yeah, should you do that?
I say no. I say no, especially if both parties are not willing to exhaustively discuss what the problem was in the first place to end the relationship. The first time, if you do not address those issues, there is no reason to go back. Because just because I love you, I can love your last year dirty drawers, that does not mean that we are right for one another and that we should share space and time. Because I know that between couples, there has had been some consideration for a period of time for one or both people to agree that parting was absolutely necessary. Because people, you normally don't just wake up in the morning and decide they're going to break up. Now, I know there are those anomalies and phenomena that happen from time to time, but generally speaking, that's not something you just wake up one day and decide, I'm going to break up with my man, I'm going to break up with my woman, I'm going to break up with my wife or my husband or my partner. It just doesn't happen like that. There are things that over time happen that causes two people to, or one person to come to a place where they say, you know, I've had enough. I want this to come to an end. I'm ready to move on. So that's my feeling. If you're not prepared to do the necessary work that is required to address the things that had you going in separate directions in the first place, then you should not go back. But I'm really anxious to hear from my listeners, so I'm going to encourage people to call in to 424-220-1862. That number again is 424-220-1862. You can press the number 1 and be put in the caller queue. I'd love to hear from you. And I want you to also follow the Bree Life Radio Show on Twitter and at Facebook. And you can also send your questions and comments to BreeLifeRadio@gmail.com. We are going to take a station break, and we will be coming back in just, I think, about 2 minutes. Stay tuned in.
It is important for you to get your healthy dose of the Bree Life Radio Show, because when you miss the Bree Life Radio Show, you miss moments like this.
And of course, there's those are there that get mad for holding matrimony. They got mad for holding matrimony.
And this?
The reason why a certain group of women attract themselves to internet dating is so that they can lie.
Now, we can't forget about this.
I had a stalker. Had to get an order of protection. You got a woman that you've been with for 7 years, so you do it. You know what's up, right?
Come on, Bree. Don't look. Stop it.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
So let's take that deep breath in, because we're about to go in.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life.
The Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm joined tonight with my co-host Mark in Houston, Texas. Mark, say hi to the nice people out there.
Hi to the nice people out there.
And we are talking about relationship do-overs. Should you or should you not? But we're gonna take another caller right now. And that caller is coming in from 312-909. We're going to pick you up now.
You up, ma'am?
Is this Lula B?
Lula B. Yes, ma'am. It's me, Lula B.
Indeed. Could you do me a favor and turn your computer down? Because we're getting an echo. But I'm so glad that you joined our show tonight. For the listeners out there, I'm being joined by Lula. And Mark, why don't you do the honors Lula B is, and tell them about your show.
Well, hey, Lula B said,
Lula B must have had some technical difficulties.
Well, she's still on the line, so we'll keep on the line.
She is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, well, Lula B. Lula B Live. Lula B Live is another show that's on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and it's a really good and needed show. It airs on Monday nights at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central Time. And basically, Lula B is dealing with issues that a lot of our young men and women who are facing on a daily basis that are incarcerated. So the conversations and the topics are not for the faint of heart. They get into some very deep and serious situations, but this information is really good because it's actually helping a community that a lot of people have not chosen to serve, you know. So, again, Lula B Live on Blog Talk Radio. And you know what? I think somebody has us on the computer, so they're going to have to cut that off. Because as long as that computer stays on, we're not going to be able to have a good conversation. It ain't going to work out too well. But, again, it's Lula B Live on Blog Talk Radio on at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. So, I don't know if we have our sister there, Miss Lula B.
Miss Lula B, I think, is going to call back when she is done with her technology.
Got to work it out. But anyway, so we are talking about, again, do-overs. Should we do it? Let's do it again like we did last summer, or should we just say, nah, I pass? I'm really interested in hearing what other people have to say about this, because I heard my brother, you know, Twan, and he kind of, you know, got me thinking like, whoa, we got some reasons to stay together other than me wanting to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do that.
I do not agree with putting the weight of staying in a relationship or marriage on the weight on the shoulders of children. It's just too much. You know, children have a hard enough time adjusting. And
well, what I love about it is, Twan, he should go back. He should stay for the kids. I'm messing with Twan. I mean, I ain't got a problem with people staying for the kids or any other reason. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with everybody. I think, you know what, the cool thing about it is there's a whole bunch of reasons people do what they do. And if it works for you,
we got Lula B back, so we're going to bring her back on the line. Miss Lula B?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, there she go. But, yeah, this is Lula B, y'all. Lula B of Lula B Live fame, the host of Lula B Live on Blog Talk Radio. It comes on again at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern Time on Mondays on Blog Talk Radio Network. Holler at us. Why you want to stay and go back to a relationship, or you want to leave? You ain't going back. What you going to do, Lula B?
No, I'm not going back. It's OV, over, done. That's it. It's done. You had your chance.
Can you tell us about, you know, one or two experiences as to, because it seems as though you're speaking from a place of experience. So is there something?
I can tell you 50,000 stories. 50,000. I was married to a police officer / Marine, so he got double head issues. He was already brainwashed. You know, once you're a Marine, you're a Marine, and so they are brainwashed into thinking things the unbelievable. And so what he did is, once he got a badge, he bought his job came home with him, and I was in the military. I was his soldier. So I had no. It depends on your situation and how you split up, and the reason for the split up determines if there's a chance for you to go back. Some things you just cannot go back to, and my situation was one of them.
I hear you.
Yeah.
When you're
verbally abused, physically, mentally, you get the whole package. And when you marry to a police officer and you call the police about domestic violence, when they come and they see us at one of their buddies, oh, this didn't happen. All right, then, we'll holler at you and y'all take care and you're on your own. So every situation is unique and different, but I wouldn't go back. You give it a chance. That's in one case. I have given somebody else a recommend that they go back. So.
Mm.
Go
go back.
And you know what? Going back seems to be like sort of like a Stockholm Syndrome phenomenon because, and I mean, I was guilty of it. I was in a relationship for 6 years. And, I mean, it wasn't an abusive relationship by no means. But the problem was is that we were two very different people, and I think we were growing apart, but we were resisting the growth that was taking place, and we wanted different things, and when you love somebody, it's hard to let go. And sometimes you don't realize that, you know, you're going in separate directions for a reason, you know, because there's someplace else that you're supposed to be, and it's not with that person. So, you know, people tend to hold on, and I'm still kind of stuck on what Brother Twan shared with us about, you know, wanting to stay for the reasons of a child, because here's what I know. A child would be better off with two parents that lived in separate places, that loved the child or children, that were supportive of that child, that provided them with their daily needs, their emotional, their mental stability, than to have two parents up under the same roof that are either abusive to one another in some shape, form, or fashion, or they don't communicate, and there's no reverence between them, there's no intimacy, and children need to see all of that because children become what they see. So why stay in a bad relationship or marriage for the sake of children? Come on, people, I need you to call in 424-220-1862 and talk about this. What do you say, Lily?
Let me tell you, I stayed in a relationship because of my kids, that very reason. And the other thing is I was trying to make a difference. I was trying to not be what my grandmother and my mother was. They were women who had different kids with different fathers and different last names. And I wanted to be married and have all of my kids by one man. I want all my kids to have the same name. And so once I accomplished that, and once I had the beautiful home and all these material things, the car, the clothes, I wasn't going to give that out because he hit me in the eye. We're going to let this blackout work your cell phone off. Had it for a few weeks, and I'm going to keep all my good stuff that I have. And I'm going to keep my household together no matter what, because I don't want my kids to be raised in a broken home. You know
You're
what
right.
I'm saying? I'm going to stay with this
right.
man, make it work for my kids. But in the end, once he started pounding upside my head, his parents told me, you know what? Eventually, one of your kids are going to get hurt. You stand thinking that you're protecting your child, and you're not. You're not. You're not protecting the child. You're putting the child in jeopardy now. Because you guys kill each other, then they're not going to have either parent. Somebody needs to leave.
You're right. You're
right.
Absolutely right
yes.
about that. Mark, you're rather quiet.
Yeah, I've been listening. I mean,
that's really shocking.
Let me know. You know what? It could be, but, you know, what I'm doing is I'm thinking about this whole thing, and I'm like, okay, well, y'all, who's – this is the abuse show now. I don't know what – I wasn't talking about none of what y'all say. I'm a black guys and babies and – I'm just saying, why am I going to go back? I'm going to go back because I want to be with you. Now, do I want to be with somebody that's beating me up? I ain't going to go back to no situation like that, though. I don't know.
A lot of women do.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just saying, for me, I'm just thinking about why I would go back. Why would I go back? Y'all saying, don't go do-overs. Okay, so he ain't beating on you. Your kids ain't in danger. Nobody's in danger. Do you go back?
It depends. You could be in love with that person.
Yeah.
Wisely. I told you how I feel about it. I don't feel that two people should get back together unless they have thoroughly resolved the issues that broke them up in the first place.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this question. How do you resolve issues that broke you up outside of the relationship? How do you do the fix if you're not in a relationship to fix it? Wait, how are you going to fix it?
Well, you do things, if you don't do enough communicating, and if you can't, because sometimes when you're angry about an issue that broke you up or a plethora of issues that broke you up in the first place, you're both so angry, you're unable to hear each other. That's why you need mediation. You need an unbiased individual to step in between the both of you and filter out what each of you are complaining about and somehow get you on the path of being able to communicate and work through that. And it's not an overnight process. Depending on the severity of the problem that separated you in the first place, it might require some additional, you know, therapy, counseling, whatever. Here's the thing. When you love somebody and you're trying to you want to stay together or you want to do the do-over, these are things that you should be considering. You should be considering having mediation of some type or counseling or therapy. You should. Because you need to hear what the other is saying. Now,
okay.
And again, I agree with Mark. If there's no abuse of any type that caused the separation, if it was a bunch of miscommunication or, God help me for saying this, but you know me, Bree likes to, you know, sit on the fence with things, and I teeter-totter back and forth because I want to be able to bring everyone's perspective to the table. But if there's infidelity that causes the breakup, even that warrants some dialogue. Because when you walk away, I can't speak for everybody. I know for myself, when you walk away, you want to walk away having felt as though you did everything you possibly could do. You tried. I don't know. You tell me. But in the meanwhile, I want you all to marinate about that, and we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back.
If you didn't tune into the Bree Life Radio Show on Wednesday, this is what you missed.
Hey, Mark, check it out, Mark. If they give it up too easy sometimes, I mean, if vagina was a stock, it would plummet. It would plummet.
Mm.
Because you give it away too easy.
You hear that, ladies? There is a brother on the line that's saying that the ladies are giving it up too easy.
And this?
We want a lot more than sex, too. We want to be loved. We want to be respected. Mm-hmm. We want a whole lot of that will make the sexual experience that much more enhanced.
We can't forget about this.
Tony, you heard that. Do you know she's taking the easy way out of this one? You know what we're doing, Tony. Come on, Bree.
Wow. No, listen, I say you have to be honest. You have to be honest with your partner of what the deal breakers are.
It's real talk about real life. Inhale and breathe light.
No, we breathing. We breathing light. We ain't breathing heavy now. Right.
It's the Bree Life Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Catch us at blogtalkradio.com/Bree Life.
Love a Comeback. I thank everyone for coming back. This is the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm your host, Bree. And I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Mark, in Houston, Texas. And we have Lula B from Lula B Live on the line. What's up, Lula? I had a great aunt named Lula.
What's up, Bree?
Wow. You know, speaking of marinating, I was actually marinating myself, thinking about all the times that I did the do-overs. And I'm telling you, I came up with an expression, you know, as a result of, especially when I heard the Michael Jackson song, Come Back Lover, Come Back, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I don't hold on to anybody that ain't holding on to me. So if we mutually decide or one decides that it's time to go, then, you know, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's time to let that person go and you move on. Because I think by doing do-overs, you block your blessings. You block the possibilities of the future. I don't know. What do you all think?
Well, here's a question. What's the possibility of the future to get back together? I mean, I ain't got no crystal ball, so I don't know. But, folks, I'm going to say this. I have never done a do-over, so I don't know. I have no idea, and it's not because of any particular reason other than the fact that it wasn't available for me to do. So, so I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. I mean, like I said, if it was available and I could do it, I may do it. I may not do it. I don't know. But I didn't have to worry about that decision in my past breakups because they weren't going to get back together because the decision was made, and I was not in the position to make it otherwise. So I don't know how you do that, you know. But like I said, if it was available to me, maybe I would have did it. But it wasn't available to me, so I don't know. So,
well, you know what? Wait, before we get off of that, I'm interested to know. So if you could do the do-over with whomever you're referring to, you would actually do a do-over again with that individual?
I can never do the hypothetical. I can just tell you, that's why I say I can't see how people are so hard and concrete on what they ain't going to do over. That's my biggest issue because I don't know. I would have to be put in that scenario. I wasn't put in that scenario, so I can't speak on that. That's why it's always amazing to me how people can tell me about what they wouldn't do over based on some other situation that they didn't do over.
You
that
know,
kind of loses me.
Because, and Lula B, chime in anytime you feel free.
I have some stuff. I was just waiting on them, you know.
Okay. Bye. Well, you know what? I just want to say this really quick. I had a very nice conversation this afternoon with a very nice gentleman, and he told me that there's no way in the world that he would do a do-over because he feels when it's done, it should remain done. But I asked him, you know, let's say if, for instance, the person cheated or there was a miscommunication, you could not. Or let's even take the infidelity out of it, because that's kind of hard to overlook or to want to get past to do a do-over. Let's say something like a miscommunication, a bunch of just there are problems with you and how you and the other person communicate. I said, couldn't you get past that? And he was like, absolutely not. But I tend to agree, you know, tonight this must be, is the moon out tonight, or did that thing with Mars and Venus happen again today? Because I find myself, you know, agreeing with my co-host tonight quite a bit.
You ain't got no thunder and lightning sound effect?
Wait, hold on. I don't have the... The thunder and lightning, but
damn!
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that Mark and I are in agreement. And what we're in agreement about is the fact that you said earlier, Mark, that you just felt, now, you know what? Why don't you say it? Because, you know, you're so articulate. Why don't you just repeat what you said about the fact that, you know, you don't know what you would or would not do. Let's hear that again.
Look, yeah, I'm going to tell you, I don't have no crystal ball. And I long since given up on this, telling people what I'm going to do. I get up in the morning, I can tell you in the morning. I can sit up here and project all of what I want to into the next day. But to me, tomorrow will give me permission for what I can and I cannot do, based upon my state of mind, based upon what's going on in my environment. So that's why I always laugh when I hear all these people that's taking these positions. I wouldn't do this. I ain't going to go back. Okay, fine, don't go back. But my point is this. How do you know? I mean, like you asked me, would I go back to the scenarios that I was given, that I broke up with? I don't know, because the opportunity wasn't given to me. So I can only speak on it if the opportunity is given to me. And I think, I think that's how relationships or interactions in this world are. I mean, come on now. You're going to sit up and say what you ain't going to do that hard fast. Wow, really? So now,
let me chime in right quick. First of all, people been getting back together since the rock of ages. How you think Freddie Jackson came up with Rock With Me for old time's sake? Because that's what people used to do. We can't get along together in a relationship, but the sex was so good. Come on over here, boy. One of them type of things. So that's one of the reasons that people do get back together. Now, you touched on something, Brittany. You said sometimes they're getting out the way for other things. And Beyonce has a record out, The Best Thing I Never Had. And basically, the record, it's like it was speaking to me, because I felt like, thank God I dodged the bullet. I'm over you and good looking out. You the best thing I never had. Because of what you did to me, I was able to move on, and now she's getting married in her video. Everything that he did to her, he treated her really bad in their relationship, as far as he would be looking at other women, and he was disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And so in a lot of cases, the person that you're with, when you get rid of that person, they're doing you a favor. You're dodging a bullet. They're good looking out. That's right.
You know what? All I can say is this.
What?
I love that. I love these Beyonce songs and putting the rings on it and all these little beautiful songs. Everybody's singing. All I'm going to tell you that. Wait a minute. Life is a song, and just like some songs have a chorus. And if you ever notice, choruses get repeated throughout the song. So all I'm saying is this. You got to look at your situation. You're right. It could be the best thing, or you could regret it. Shoot, you could sit up here and say, damn, I wish I hadn't have been tripping on him so hard on some stuff that I shouldn't have tripped on him. So I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's all case by case. It's all case by case. Case by case, Lula B, come on now.
Yeah,
you gonna make
that's
a,
true.
You can't make
that's true.
All
I went back, but I went back because the dude, every time I would get with this guy and let him move in, he'll lose his job. What the hell is going on, dude? You got to pay some bills, too. It's mighty funny. Every time we split up, your ass go out and get a good job. Help me understand that. But when you in the house with me, you got excuses. I go to work. I call home. We left out together. He back at home. My stomach was hurt. Dude, you got to go to work.
you told him he had to go to work.
Got to make some bacon, man. Somebody got to do it, and it can't just be me.
Oh.
Then I had another one. He didn't spend his whole check at the bar before he get home. So wait a minute. So we can't go back. Some things you can't. You just can't. You just got to keep it moving.
But look, check this out, and I'm with you on that. But I was looking at Facebook on that, and Steve Harvey. I actually, you know, subscribe to Steve Harvey.
Oh,
Steve Harvey is one of my one of the pages I like or whatever. And on one, he asked a question one morning, and the morning was, "Would you do a do over?" Overwhelmingly, almost all the people said no, and they hell no. If it was supposed to work, it would have worked. All, you know, all that little fast, sexy, little smart out the mouth stuff people always say, and I always laugh because I would ask him, "What if you ask him what percentage of y'all have done a do over?" Because that's a different question. Because, you know, everybody likes to talk about what they wouldn't do. I'm like, you know what? Depends on that individual and that situation you run into. Because guess what? You might run into that man that you want to do over. You just
you know, and you, wait, hold on. we're gonna take a station break, and I want you to hold that thought, Mark in Houston, Texas, about what did you just say?
You might want to do that man over.
So we are going to take a couple of station breaks, and we'll be back shortly. Stay tuned in.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn it on.
The Real Life Show.
You gotta turn it on.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn it on. The Real Life. The Real Life. You gotta turn it on.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn it on.
The Real Life Show.
You gotta turn it on.
It's the Real Life Show.
You gotta turn it on. The Real Life. The Real Life. You gotta turn her on.
Tune in Wednesday and Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Time for Real Talk about Real Life. Inhale and breathe light. It's the Breathe Life Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/BRILIFE.
It's the Breathe Life Show.
We're back as the Bree Life Radio Show. We're talking about the relationship do-over. And I'm joined tonight with my co-host Mark in Houston, Texas, and Lula V of Lula V Live. Welcome, Lula V.
Thank you.
Well, Mark, before we went to station break, you have something to say? Because it's ironic you would bring that very subject up, because I had an email from someone about that very thing. Could you remind our listeners what you just brought to our attention prior to the break?
Yeah, all I gotta say is you might want to do that man over. You might want to do that female over. And what I'm gonna say about that real quick before you go to the email is this: look, at the end of the day, there are probably, I don't know, a handful of relationships which break up over something unbelievably crazy, catastrophic, abusive, whatever the case may be. The majority of our relationships that break up, there's a whole lot of polls online and conversations you can have. Most folks ain't breaking up because somebody got beat up, because somebody stole something, because somebody came home and a woman was in the bed. That ain't why folks most of the time people break up. So the issue is that I always wonder about when you won't do a do-over is this: you're the same person that was involved in that breakup. So what makes you think you can go somewhere else and make it successful if you couldn't do it where you were? And if you could do it where you were, why not?
Mm.
That's just a question. Just
well,
a question.
Well, allow Lula B to comment to that. But first I want to say, that's one thing tonight that I don't agree with. What you just said to the degree that if you leave a person and you go to another one and thinking that, you know, what you didn't make work with the person that you left, you could be successful with the new person. I don't agree, Mark. Because sometimes you have to have a willing participant.
I did not say that it was going to mess up. I said, why do you think, though, that you will? I'm not saying you won't. Because think about it. How many people leave a relationship?
Why couldn't you be successful? Why couldn't you be successful?
Wait a minute. But, Bree, let's be honest. I don't even know the number. I'm just guessing, just because I'm doing a sight look when I think about all the people I know and I've come in contact with. How many people get out of a relationship and the next relationship they get in is their last one? And they're in this period. Not that many. So it's a funny thing that a lot of times you leave a relationship, go to another relationship, it don't work either. It don't work either. So the thing is, and I always say it, if you're dating nine guys.
I think you're wrong, Mark. It can work longer than that last one did.
I didn't say it couldn't. Wait a minute.
Because they all different. They all different.
Look,
and what's
Louis
wrong with the last
say,
person might not be wrong with this person.
But look, I'm agreeing. See, here what I'm saying to y'all. I agree. It might work. It might last for eternity. I'm just saying it's quite interesting that when you meet a person that is 50 years old and they had their first, let's just give them, I'm gonna give them a break. Let's say 20 years old was the first time they had a real serious relationship. So there, it's been 30 years between 20 and 50, and they've had 9 to 10 different serious relationships in that period of time. One would have to ask, and maybe even sprinkling in there with a couple marriages. Okay, what's the deal with that? Because they look at different people. So does that say
it could be twofold, and I know where you're going with this, Mark.
Well,
I really
doesn't say anything. I guess Sabrina, and I just asked Sabrina and Lulabel, does that say anything about the person who was in those 9 relationships?
I know where you're going with this, Mark, and I'm telling you, okay, let's deal with where you're going with this. You're talking about the fact that this is with the common denominator being the individual. I think the common denominator is not always what is wrong with the individual, more so than it is with how the individual is choosing who they surround themselves with or who they share space and time with.
And that's different how?
It is.
What's the difference between that? It's still you there. It's still you. So it's your choices. It's how you, it's your outlook on life. It's who you choosing. Why are you choosing who you choosing? What does that say about you? I mean, your choices don't have to be.
You always want to point the finger back at the other person. Why can't
no,
it just.
Okay. Let's check it out. Check it out. Let's not point the finger back at the other person. Susie had 10 different relationships, and it was all 10 of the men's fault. Or Johnny had 10 relationships, and it was all other women's fault. Okay, fine. So now we're going to number 11. He should be feeling good. You know why? Because whatever he's getting ready to do, it ain't going to be his fault. And she should, too. Because she's going to go to the next guy, and guess what? The other 10 guys, it was the guy's fault anyway, so guess what? She ain't got to worry about it, because she knows whatever happens where she goes, it wasn't her fault. Because it never has been. It's always been the 10 guys.
And I don't want to hear that in a Mark said it. I really ain't trying to hear that bull crap in a Mark setting.
Yeah, all right. Well, see, you know what? You say I'm blaming it on the person. Okay, then it's not the person then. Fine. So then what would you say about the person then? They got 10 relationships under their belt.
You know, Mark, you know what? We are a different vibration now, so I'm trying.
Oh, come on, Bree. No, Bree. I just asked a question. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. I'm saying you got to make some decisions and some considerations about how you make choices because you are the common denominator.
I understand what you're saying, but
right. What
is wrong with just walking away and staying away? Lula B., tell me. What I mean, are you feeling what Brother Mark is talking about or what?
No, I am not. No,
thank
I
you.
Am
you
not.
You feel me? You feel
and
me?
And before the breakup happens, I tell my partner, listen, be about it or be without it. You either we're going to work it out, work on it, or get to stop it. I don't have time to waste. Life is too short to be wasting it with a relationship that's not going to go anywhere.
Why would you have told 10 guys that then? Think about, say that. What's that statement again? I like that. You say, be about it or be without it? So you,
yeah,
why,
I said,
why,
I said
why,
be about me or be
or
without
be
me.
Without
Here's the thing. We court each other to get each other. Or a man court a woman to get her, but he won't court her to keep her. You got to work on
a wait a minute. I just asked, okay, can I use you as a guinea pig. All right, so Lula Bean has been in 10 relationships, and she said to all 10 of the guys, be about it or be without it. Why might that? Let's just use some hypotheticals. Why might it be that you find yourself saying this?
I don't want to be in a relationship with those 10 guys. I'm a one man woman.
No, I didn't say 10 guys in the same time. That's a gangbang. I ain't talking about that. No, that's a whole different show. That's one of Alice's shows. We're not doing one of Alice's shows tonight. that's one of Alice's shows. No, I'm saying that over your history, let's say. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Alex or Beth, but anyway.
Yeah, where is Alex? Call in,
Waldo.
Yeah,
where is Alex?
1-862. Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo, right?
Put an APB out,
hey. Yeah, APB. Come on, the Seven Cities area.
Yeah,
we know he's out there somewhere.
Out on Alex.
Yeah, but all I'm asking is this. I'm saying if you have had 10 significant relationships in the last 30 years,
okay.
Then my question would be, if you were the one that left all 10 relationships.
Yeah.
Never was asked to leave a relationship. You were always leaving the relationship. And you always find yourself giving that little speech, be about it or be without it. And then they chose to be without it. So now you got all these guys choosing to be without Lulabee. So what does that mean?
It means that I had some issues personally.
So you're breathing.
Girl, you fell into his trap.
I have zero tolerance. And once you holler at me one time or act like you want to get aggressive, you're done. And there is no going back.
Yes.
I have my reasons why I get out of relationships.
Right. So let me ask
you
a question. So this is my question. You've been in 10, not you. I'm not talking about you. But this is totally hypothetical. So you've been in 10 relationships, and all 10 relationships, the men have been getting aggressive. All 10 of them.
No, absolutely not. No.
I'm not saying it's you. I'm saying this was all hypothetical.
It could happen.
It sure could. So let me ask you a question.
What tends to happen? You tend to get the same kind of man over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You get a broke man, you keep getting broke man. You got to change up and go to a different spot to get your man.
You do know why, though. I can guarantee you, most psychiatrists, psychologists, and other therapists will agree that the decisions you're making, the things that initially attract you to the man, are quote-unquote very similar. So therefore, you're making decisions based upon something that's going on inside of you to get these types of guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe one or two, but 10? Really? No. This is like saying I got 10 relationships, and every woman that I get, she talks down on me. She calls me all kind of names. She says I'm no good.
It's not gonna be every one of them. It's not gonna be every relationship is gonna be unique and different in its own way. That one might get drunk, or that one might crack too many jokes and play too many pranks. He's never serious. This one over here had another issue. He's stingy, or he had money, and this one just lies habitually for no reason. So it can be a number of things. Women too.
So it could. So now, wow, that's quite interesting. So it may be. What about this, y'all? I'm just asking this question. What if relationships in general? Because remember, the number of people who are getting divorced right now are outpacing those who are staying married, and not just marriages. I ain't talking about long term committed unions that have nothing to do with a marriage vow. So, what if for instance the woman keeps meeting guys that she's breaking up with, and the guy keeps meeting women that he's breaking up with, could it be the dynamic of relationship in general, meaning relationships are very temporal anyway, and most of them don't last long? Because right now, based upon the divorce rate, it would suggest most relationships don't last long.
We got everything working against us. We got girls gone wild. We got all over the TV. You know, a woman with a husband don't even stand a chance today. And these young girls are disrespecting themselves
Hey, tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, I agree 100% with Lula B.
If that's the case, why would any one of you all that are single right now even be bothered with trying to even be in a relationship if you got all that against you?
Don't you see that I'm at home on this radio?
Because
I'm
And Lula B knows what I'm talking about without going into great detail. Speaking as a single woman in my 40s who's been through some stuff, has, you know, kind of taken a hiatus from the whole dating, being in a singlehood phenomenon. Because it is just, listen, we talk about ratios and the stats and all that stuff. And I had this discussion last night, very nice discussion again, with a very nice gentleman, talking about how being in the singlehood, you're just by chance meetings, the ratio of available men to women are about 25-1. And then if you're on an internet dating site, those stats are what? Doubled, quadrupled, because you're competing against so many other women in one particular place. So most men who have ADD, they can't even pay attention and focus on one particular woman because, you know, their head is spinning because they're going through the profiles. You can go through an average of 200 profiles in a half an hour. I mean, how do you compete against that? So you get tired of
We're looking for the same stuff over and over again. We want one of them. We want one of the 200. We do. Number one, let's talk about the 200. Because guess what? I done been on them dating sites, and I can tell you about all that 200 crap. The bottom line
but you know
this,
what?
A lot of y'all don't respond. Don't even respond to what
we're
doing.
I don't even get on here for a week. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Since we have exhausted and redone the do-over, we're going to take a station break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about dating, because dating also is it's sort of an element that exists within the do-over phenomenon, because when one date is not successful with someone, do you stop or do you try to do a do-over and do another date? So let's talk about that when we come back. It's the Bree Life Radio Show.
This one's for you, Alex Stoney and Gigi, the representative. You know, the person who is, but they ain't. Now remember, the representative can be good. They might be able to represent for 4 years or might get her done in 2 weeks. They have a sparkling smile. Best foot forward, great humor. The one you want to take home to mama. But if you got a minute, stick around. You'll get a chance to see the frog, ribbit, ribbit, swallow your princess. You are just in the fitting room, getting ready for that wedding. Okay, now, I'm going to need you to hold your horses. Slow down. You got to know that all that glitters ain't gold. It ain't even gold-plated. So this is what I'm going to need you to do. Start seeing who's in front of you before they get under you. This has been Mark Said It in under a minute.
Come back, brother, come back. This is where you belong. Come back, brother, come back. This is where you belong.
Okay, and we're back. We are back. And it's the Bree Life Radio Show. And I'm your host, Bree, and I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Mark, in Houston, Texas, and Lula B of the Lula B Live Show that airs on Monday nights at what time? Is 7 Central Standard 30. Time and
7:30 Eastern? 6:30.
Okay.
And the Central.
Great.
On Blog Talk Radio.
on Blog Talk Radio. So since we have exhausted the do-over, we were talking about dating. So, Mark, before we went to the station break, you had a point that you were making.
Well, all I was saying was, you know, I have been on there, and you said 200 people I might see in a 200 people I just might peruse in a half an hour, and out of them 200 people, I'd be lucky if I could find two. Out of 200. So I don't know. I think it's kind of crazy that I'm down here in Texas, but you know, when you get online,
oh, no.
you see people from all around the country, and you see all these ladies from all around the country, some in your backyard, some way overseas, who knows? And guess what? You might come out with two over 200, and then you got to hope those two will call you back. So I don't know. You all got the numbers, but the reality is this. Now I told somebody this, you know what, it may be more men, more women than men, but at the end of the day, there are not as many women available there as men. Because you got a whole lot of women that's just like Lula B, and
Lula
B ain't available.
Oh, come on, please, please, somebody got to call
us. You done made Miss Viola come out now, boy. What you say your name is? Mark.
Oh, no. What's that character?
There's Lula B. Friend, Viola. And that's what you need to know. Now, what you say, you done bought the country out. What you had said, Mark?
Well, what I see from down here in Houston, Texas, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm down in Texas, and I see a lot of you ladies, y'all not available. You know what? Because they just like you. They stay home, and they ain't trying to be available. So guess what? You might put your little pretty picture up there, but you not home. So, hey, I got to go through a lot of y'all before I can even get one that I might be able to get a conversation out of, that I have a hope to be happily ever after with. So what you got to say about that, Ms. Viola?
I hear what I got to say. See, you got a lot of lesbians out there. Now, I created bulldagger repellent spray to keep the bulldaggers away. My daddy said, if it smells like chicken, you keep on licking. If it smells like trap, you spit it out. Sure enough. See, I had a man to point his erection in my direction, covered with protection, to make sure when he makes his injection, I don't get no infection. But he got to pass my inspection before we make that connection. What you say your name is, Mark? You say your name is
somebody.
Well,
I'm Mark from Houston, Texas.
What you say your name is?
My name is Mark from Houston, Texas, and all I got to say is that if I got to do all of that with you, I'm going to pass you anyway. So you don't have to worry about that. You will be with quarterbacking.
Well, you know what? Y'all, the men ain't on their job. That's why all these women is coming out taking over, because y'all ain't on y'all job. And them women is knowing what to do to them other women. See, I got my spray, so I don't have to worry about that there. Because I like a Mac from way back with a good Cadillac. I send them packing with a paper sack. But let me tell you this here. The next time when you think about some things, what you need to do is sit down, sit back, relax, and think for a long time. God said Adam and Eve. It's supposed to be a man and a woman, and it's 50-50. You give what you get. Show enough else at that there Viola.
At that there.
Lord, at that.
On the Be Life radio show.
Only can you get this. You can't get this nowhere else, y'all.
I'm telling
Viola
you.
Viola has spoken, and it's quite cute because she had that repellent. And I think it might not have just been bulldog repellent, it might be man repellent too.
Uh oh, wait.
What?
I think he's on the attack.
What did you say, Mark?
It might not just be bulldogger repellent. It might be man repellent you spraying. Mm. That's all I'm saying. What you
well,
spraying, that's all I'm saying.
I don't have any repellent spray or anything. I wish I did. I wish I had repellent spray. Do you have anything in your pocketbook, Miss Viola, for inconsistency? Can we spell it? Do you have something in your pocketbook for that?
No such a thing. But I tell you like this, yeah, yeah. When I come out my closet, it's with Gucci, not Gucci.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank God I ain't gotta worry about you then, cause I don't need no Gucci bags. I don't need Gucci, so we ain't looking for you.
Okay. So we were talking about the do-over, but now we're talking about dating, whether it be the internet or chance meeting. Are we emotionally available for dating today? We have three people on the line that are in their 40s. So what say you, Miss Lulabee? What's your emotional dating or available dating status? Are you available?
Hell no.
I am not available. I am not dating. I do not want to be available. I'm trying to become a billionaire, and I got to do it by myself, I see. Because every man I meet, he's either drunk or he smokes or we don't have the same goal. He can't understand why I spend so much time in the email with inmates. So the man that I choose is probably going to be an inmate. It's going to have to be somebody that's been in there that understands and shares the feeling that I have about the entire situation and has the same passion and love, you know what I'm saying, to do that. So, no, I'm not interested. I don't really have time. I feel like I've been wasting my time on Black People Meet, but I have paid for it.
You're not giving them a plug.
Yeah, we might as well go ahead and tell the truth. Because you know what? Half of the Black folks is out there that's listening to this show and that's single. They own there. So,
not that dreaded place.
You know what I'm finding out, though, Bree? It seems like those dating sites is nothing but a platform for married men to be able to cheat even better, because they can do it from their phone. They can go in the bathroom, sit on the toilet, lock the door, and text.
Weren't you
get
on
online and get on Facebook?
Why can't they do it before they come home?
Say that again.
Why can't they do it before they come home? Why they gotta wait till, I don't understand, or going in the bathroom? Why they gotta do that?
Because this is how they can do it at night at 2 o'clock in the morning while you in the bed sleep. While he's sitting right next to you on his BlackBerry, on Black People Meet. I had a guy that every time I call this guy, I'll text him and say, well, can we talk? It's 2 o'clock. He got an excuse. No, I'm sleepy. No, you can't talk because your wife is sitting over there somewhere. And I already told you I don't like married men.
Oh, well,
I'm not kidding about not sharing. I don't want somebody else's man. I want my own man. I don't want to be sneaking around. I don't want anybody messing with my husband, so I don't want your husband. If I think you're exactly with somebody, you're done with me.
That's right.
So no, I'm free, footloose, fancy free. I've got Quartermain in there with some extra packs of battery. He got 3-speed.
Oh my goodness, this is too much information for the show. Oh my goodness. Okay.
On these days, you gotta wonder where your boy is. Where is
man?
He?
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I'm glad he ain't here.
I wonder where Alex is.
Tell him I said that. Y'all should have texted.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, we need Alex because. Alex, now, see, I know he has something to say about you and Quartermain, especially you and Quartermain, because, he never takes a time off to not talk about issues like that, because you got to listen to Relationship Extra, y'all, and that comes on Tuesdays, you all. I want to tell on the Bree Life Radio Network, a blog talk radio, so you might want to listen to that. That's a plug, too, because guess what? They be going at it, talking about this kind of stuff. I just want to say that real quick. It's quite interesting. It is interesting, you know. And Bree, it's a trip that I'm talking about it right now. Bree almost, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I'm feeling like she's almost speechless, and this is kind of really weird.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is like an awkward
I can
moment.
Tell.
This is an awkward moment, y'all. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Come back, Bree. Come back. This is where you belong. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I tell you what.
I was talking about coming out the closet. You could have dropped the pen.
I don't know where you're going with that one. ain't no closet for me to come out of. I'm already out. And those who know what the real deal is.
The real deal.
What?
Oh, come on. Quarter Main, the real deal. And
but what are we going
to
do?
Yeah, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? We are going to take a station break. And when we come back. We are going to revisit this whole dating thing because I don't think I think we're a little distracted tonight. I don't know what's going on, but I think we're a little distracted and we really need to bring it back to the topic. We're going to talk about dating, being single in the singlehood. We're going to talk about this internet dating stuff. Lulabee, I want you to share some of your BPM experiences. We would love to hear it, you know. And if you want to bring back Miss, what's her name?
Viola.
Miss Viola would like to join us, you know, in our second and last half hour of the show, we'd love for her to be present. So we're going to take a break, and we will be back in a minute.
In 1 second
of 1 minute,
it only takes one word, one gesture, one story, one idea, one hug, one kiss, one smile, one hand, one look, one touch, one dream.
Everybody got a dream.
One gift. And one person to do one of these things to make one difference. Oh, yeah. Before I go.
One thought.
One thought.
Will you be the one to do at least one of these things? Today's segment has been brought to you by the number.
One.
It's been Mark Said It in under
1 minute.
And we're back, and it's the Bree Life Radio Show, and I'm your host, Bree. And I'm being joined tonight with my co-host, Mark, in hot-ass Houston, Texas. He said, how was it today?
Man, it was just sitting in the sun. I was sitting in the sun. I swear, my car, it was 109 degrees in the sun. Outside
oh, my
of the,
goodness.
With the humidity, it felt like the heat index was 102. It was
wow.
Ridiculous.
And we're also being joined tonight with one of our fellow Blog Talk Radio show hosts. Her name is Lulabee of the Lulabee Live Show. Welcome, Lulabee.
Thank you.
Okay. You know what? Because in our last segment, you had gone on to say that you probably would wind up being with an inmate. I just want for our listeners that joined the show late to to understand why you said that. So could you please introduce yourself to the listeners and tell them about your show?
I am Lulabee.
Understand, so they can understand why you said what you did.
I'm Lulabee, and I'm a virtual secretary to more than 100,000 federal prison inmates who probably got indicted on fake violations. And I provide technical and administrative services to them via a federal email system. And so I spend a lot of time in the email system communicating with inmates. And so that's why I said most likely the person that I would date would be someone who has been in or someone who is an activist and, you know what I'm saying, and has the same type of goal that I have as far as helping the community and helping the inmates.
Okay. Now, it's interesting that you said that, that you would probably wind up being with the inmate that you have serviced in one of your functions, opposed to being with someone who's on the outside. That's kind of sad. That's a sad place. That's a sad state of affairs for a woman such as myself who's in her 40s that feels like, my God, there are no decent, available men in the world that I now have to consider being with someone who's formerly incarcerated.
That's the problem, what you just said. But let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. The list goes on. You got Wesley Snipes. You got Bernie Madoff. You got all these celebrity, high-profile guys in there that got a lot of brains. They were able to manipulate the system. Yeah, they got caught. But there are a lot of smart people in there. Just because you go to prison doesn't mean that you're a bad person or you, the best men are in there. That's the whole problem. That's what I find out just from working with them and reading their letters and everything. And we get the short end of the stick because they're a convicted felon. They've been labeled. But if Barack Obama gets convicted of something, he's been the president of the United States. And he goes to federal prison, and Michelle leaves him, and now he want to get with you. It's what you wouldn't do it? I rest my case.
And on that note, we have a caller. We're gonna take the caller from 281-435. Peace and bless. You've reached the Bree Life Radio Show.
Is this show about romance?
No.
Sure it is. It's about romance. Yes, it is about romance.
Well, I'm in love with 9 men, and I have 9 kids with each of the men. What should I do?
Go ahead, Viola.
Is this
Octopus? Hey, Bree, this is Viola. Viola, only Viola can handle this question because I know she.
That's right. Where is Miss Viola?
Please.
I have a kid with each of the 9 men. What should I do? Which one should I pick?
Come on, Viola.
What's your question again? You have, let's get this straight now. You have 9 kids with different fathers.
Yeah, and I love all of them. They all have nice abs.
They all have your heart.
I'm
just
kidding.
I'm going
to prank
call y'all. Bye.
Yes.
Bye. I was just going to tell her. Viola was got out to tell her she sounded like the Octomom.
What was that?
You can't have it in one piece, girl. You can't spread it all around all 9 of them.
Oh, you know what? Every 3 months we have to have, you know, a cuckoo call it. So.
Love them, gotta love them, man. That's
gotta love them.
Going. That's
what is this show about romance? It seemed to me she had a lot of romance, having 9 kids with 9 different men.
She was doing it till you're satisfied, whatever it is.
Okay.
Before we
were so crazily interrupted, Miss Lulaby asked me a question. Would I consider? I didn't want her to think I'm skirting around her question. So, would I consider being involved with Barack Obama after Michelle leaves him, of course, and he's incarcerated for some alleged crime?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He's the former president of the United States, the first African American president of the United States.
So we got our answer. We already got an answer. We got an answer. Next, we don't even talk about this.
Okay, what is my answer, Smarty Pants?
Yes, whatever. The answer is, come on, please. Yes, the price is right.
You're absolutely right. Lulabee. You see how Mr. President works, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm gonna email you some of the pictures that I have. Remember, I get pictures of all of my inmates. I know what just about most of them look like because I have their profile.
All right, Lulabee. I'm okay. I'm still trying to work it out. I'm still trying to work it out on the outside. I'm just trying to work it out on the outside.
But you know what? They're not in there forever. And that's the key
thing.
Yeah,
you know,
they have companies that are still being ran while
mm-hmm.
they're in there. The same way Martha Stewart went in there with her money and came out, and her business never stopped while she was in there. She was still making money. It's the same thing that's happening with a lot of men and women that are in there.
Yes.
So you can't,
yes.
you down, but you're not out just because you're in federal prison. You're in club fed. You're in club fed. And if you pay attention to that word, it means something. But back to Black People Meet.
Tell us the Black People Meet story.
I don't like smokers or drinkers. I need somebody who is sober. I don't mind occasional wine or something like that, but if you drink and it alters your demeanor, Houston, we have a problem. But these guys get on there and they lie.
Oh, no.
Lie. And then some of them will put legally separated. Dude, you're married.
God, here we go with that.
Still married. Yes. Still married. Wants something on the side. But you know, they have a site for everything. They have Christian dating now. They have the regular eHarmony. So you can, they got GoDaddy. You got Millionaire Match for millionaires. You think they lying on Black People Meet? Yeah, they'll tell you they got $200,000 and they don't even have $200. So
right.
You got to be careful. I think that eventually we're going to wind up going back to the old-fashioned dating and wait until you meet Mr. Right in person.
Oh,
okay.
You know, here's the thing.
No, we're not.
I wish, you know what?
We're not going back to
what's
that,
wrong with the old-fashioned dating? What's wrong with courting? What's
okay.
wrong with a person, you know, just people just taking their time? What is the rush? I mean, well, other than December 21st, 2012, which happens to be my mother's birthday, and a very special gentleman that I know birthday. My goodness, what's the rush?
Okay,
what is the rush?
This is all I got to say. You forget internet dating. Fine, don't do internet dating. But guess what? Let's get rid of every other technological advance that we've had. We're not going to use credit cards no more. We're not going to use cash no more. You can give a cow away, and I give you a tractor. We're going to do that. I mean, come on. This is just technology. This has nothing to do with the technology. We're talking about internet dating as if internet dating is the wrong thing. It's not the internet dating because it's the human behind it. Because I'm a very good man, and I'm not out there lying to women, and I'm keeping it real. So the reality is that I'm a good catch. Therefore, in my mind, what the hell? If you meet me, you on the right road already. That might be my egotistical view. That could be whatever. But my point is, you can still meet me, or you can meet that same fool that you met online in a bar or at work or at church or any other place you want to. So y'all want to go back to these days. It's the men. It's the women. It's the person. Ain't got nothing to do with the technology. Don't use the technology because guess all the things you do good with the technology right now. You're having a radio show with the technology. Without technology, neither one of us will have a radio show, probably. So it ain't the technology, y'all. It's the people behind the technology.
Yes.
I want to get rid of nothing.
Hey, well,
I mean,
calm down. Inhale and breathe life. What's the matter with you?
Oh, now I got to be nice to me now. I'm breathing. Okay, you know what?
Okay, Lula B, did you hear what I heard?
Yeah.
Okay. Breathe life, man.
What did you hear, Lula B?
I heard what Mark said. Mark said it. Didn't make no sense to me. I don't agree with nothing that he said.
No, not that.
Don't agree with anything. You ain't gotta. Please don't, ladies. You know what? I am so used to people not agreeing with me. This will not be the first or the last time. So therefore, go ahead.
He don't have any co-signers tonight, Bree. He don't have any co-signers. His voice is not backing him. He has no co-signers tonight. He on his own.
I don't want. But you know what? I've always been on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever co-signs me. She had a whole bunch of men on there that don't even agree with me. It ain't no big deal.
That's not true. I need to cut that out.
I don't care. She know I don't care. The bottom line is this. The technology is the technology. Okay, get rid of the internet date. So tell me you didn't get cheated on or lied on the street. Because I know you have. I don't even know why people playing. Why are we playing, folks, with this internet?
I would like to know, why are we in a rush? What is the rush?
I don't know. Are you in a rush?
No,
I mean,
I'm not in a rush.
I'm not asking that to be smart enough. I'm saying, are you in a rush?
I just said I'm not in a rush.
So you're not in a rush, so you're taking your time to do whatever you feel you need to do. Why do I have to be a rush?
Are those who think that I'm moving too slow, though?
Wait a minute. Why
I talk slow? That's what you tell me all the time. I talk slow.
But you do talk slow. But ain't nothing wrong with that, though. I'm not saying it's
bad. No, but what I'm saying is that I've been told that, you know, I'm too cautious or I'm just taking this too slow. And all I'm trying to do is just get to know. Why can't I have a chance to get to know? When I wanted to move faster, everybody wanted to slow down. Now, I've embraced the ideology of, you know, let's wait and see. Let's, you know, which is a term that I absolutely hate because it was exhausted by someone who I was with for 9 years. But I'm kind of like, you know, I've embraced that point of view to just let's see, because you know what I want to see? I want to see a person be consistent. I would love to hear something or to see something or experience something that I haven't experienced yet, because I'm really tired of hearing the same stuff. And I don't know about you, Lula B, because you're on an internet dating site, or you have been. But don't you get tired of talking about the same stuff over and over and over and over and over again?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
It's very, very, very exhausting. And there's no other way to experience dating unless you communicate. But it is exhausting. I wish that there was something else that two people could do to get to know one another better, other than, you know, talking.
Well,
I mean, there are other things, of
no
course.
You than dating in person. The guy say he's gonna take you out, make some arrangements. We communicate and we pick a date. We set this date. We're gonna go to the movies. They still have the same excuses that they have in person. Don't show up. You still can get stood up. You schedule to meet them in a public place, especially if it's your first time dating them. And
the
what I like to do is I like to tell somebody else that I'm going on a date with this person. I want your ID. I had a man, he brought his tax papers in. Like,
man,
this is how much I make. He said, this is why I told you I make more than $200,000, and here go my tax papers. Dude, I don't want to see that. I'm trying to get to know you, and you know, but a lot of girls, they'll send, if the guy's ugly, they'll send Janet Jackson looking more like Freddie Jackson in. in a place, you know.
Wait, hold on a second. Let's rewind. Did I hear you say that your one of your prerequisites is that you the person must make 200,000 or more?
No, I said the guy he put on his profile that his income was more than 200,000. So on the first date, he bought his tax papers. I'm like, dude, anybody can print up some turbo tax papers that say they make 200,000. That means nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a bank statement. How about that?
That's not something I would bring on my first date.
I mean, yeah,
now,
what is that all about?
I had Janet Jackson looking like Freddie Jackson in my place instead.
Okay, here's something, you know, because I've been accused by several panelists and a lot of people of having such high standards. And I actually talked to someone, a man one day on the phone, and he gave me this scenario. He asked me this question. He said, okay, I want you to tell me what you would do in this case. You met two men. One made $200,000 a year, but here's the thing. He worked all the time. He didn't other than monetary means, he did not treat you well. He didn't spend a lot of time with you. He was verbally abusive, and he just wasn't an all-around nice person. Or there's a guy that makes $10 an hour or $5 an hour, one of those, $5 or $10 an hour, but he treats you like a queen, but he has no aspiration to change his job or to earn any more than what he is currently earning. Which man would you choose? So before I give you my answer, Lula B, I want you to answer the question.
What constitutes having high standards versus judgmental? You could just be being judgmental, not necessarily that you have high standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We seem to talk around the idea like of a person rejecting us being judgmental. But if we do it, then it's high standards. So,
right.
You know, I don't know. It's a test that they do where you can test yourself to know how high your own standards are or if you're just being judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between high standards and being judgmental. What I want is, what I look for, I want a partner that brings to the table the same things I do. You know, it's kind of like you live in Beverly Hills. You don't want to go get a project guy without a car, and you got to give him a ride to the bus stop. No. You want a man that lives or that's on the same level with you or better. You don't go backwards. The object is to move forward.
Okay.
So are you being judgmental? Is that inappropriate just because the guy lives in the project?
Well, it's funny that you should say that because I'm going to, before I answer the question, well, you didn't answer the question yet, so I want you to answer that question. I'm going to answer it, and then we're going to talk about that project dude.
Okay, ask that question again.
Okay, there's a guy who's making $200,000 a year, but he's a jackass. He doesn't treat you well. He doesn't spend time with you. He works a lot. He's borderline abusive. Or there is the guy that makes $5 to $10 an hour. He treats you like a queen. He cooks for you. He, you know, runs your bath. He's very attentive. But he only makes $5 to $10 an hour. And he has no aspiration to change his job or self-improvement. Which gentleman would you choose?
Girl, I've been choosing that other man all my life. Material things don't do it for me. And if you abusive, we're done. I'll take Broke Joe over here and see if I can't get him in the Forbes magazine and help him see that, you know, get some goals or get some aspirations. It'll be easier to show him some new things and get him reading than it will to do anything with the guy that already has that income. He's set in his ways. He's going to be disrespectful. He's not going to stop. He's going to be abusive. He's not going to stop. You can't teach an old dog that's really, that taught himself all the tricks. You can't teach him nothing new. Nothing.
I see.
I wouldn't even look at him. He was introduced to me. He got a new Benz, fresh out of the military, retired. He had cancer. His dick don't get hard. He don't have nothing to bring to the table. He got his hand out all the time. Just because you got a car don't mean anything. He's a taker, and that's what you have. You have takers who know everything, and they have nothing to give. They are time wasters. But let him tell it. I should wait until, since he's coming off of cancer and chemo, and it's been a year, your stuff still ain't getting hard. You're not going to be over here teasing me. You can't do nothing. You got to keep it moving, though.
I heard that.
Am I supposed to wait for this dude forever and keep fixing meals and act like a housewife and you have nothing to bring to the table, dude? We cannot do this. You got to keep it moving. I don't care if you got a new Bentley out there. It's not my Bentley. And when I get out the passenger seat, you can put anybody in that front seat that you want to. I'm excited about the car that I drive, not the car that you have. That you can't pay for. You over here trying to borrow money from me for gas. No. So I have a problem with the $200,000 man. No, I'd rather take the respectable man over here with the $2. Mark, go on and say something smart.
Mark.
Do you want to guess which one I chose?
I say you chose the $200,000 man.
What? You ain't been listening to the show, Lula B. I'm very insulted.
You insulted.
I am very insulted.
Let me tell you something. I was only kidding because 99.9% of the women would have chose the broke man.
Well, I'll tell you who I chose exactly. Neither.
Okay.
And the reason why I chose neither, well, we already know about the $200,000 man. There's not much to even, you know, expand on as far as he's concerned.
Wait. Hold on. Let me get something. Let me just say, you didn't even give me the option to say neither.
No. No, this no. No, this. Why should I give you the option?
You just said which one of them would I have out of them two? Those are the two you said.
But I'm telling you what I'm telling. Okay, but I'm telling you who I chose. I chose neither, and here's why I chose neither. The $200,000 man without cause. Of course, I wouldn't be with him. The gentleman that had the good heart, but only earned $5 or $10 an hour, and had no aspirations to do anything more than that, is not someone who I feel at this point in my life, 40 plus years old. I don't want to be raising someone. I don't want to be encouraging someone to want to aspire to do better. That's something you should come with already by now.
Yeah.
I'm looking for partnership.
You only got two options.
That has to
you
be a mind-like individual.
Wait, Bree, you only got two options, though. So now you have nobody. So that's what you're basically saying. Those are only two options you get. You don't get no other options. So you can either take the guy. There's only two guys left. There's only two guys left. And you want a man. So
Through the net connection, we streaming you to Mexico. So welcome to the life of